What do you call a building on a farm where you store corn?
Crib.
Okay. What about a place in the barn or maybe a separate building where grain was kept?
Well, that'd be a granary.
Okay. What about the place in a barn where you put hay?
Well, that'd be the barn loft.
Okay. Did you bale hay or did you just put it up there loose?
No, you always baled it.
We used to put ours up there loose and
lots of times, when they couldn't get to it, they'd put it up there loose. But most of the time, it was always baled.
We had those little old holes cut in the barn floor to pitch hay down.
Yeah.
And you always had to be careful when the hay was loose because you'd step through one of those.
I know it.
What about out in the field when you were cutting hay, they put it up in big what? They cut hay and then put it in big what?
Stacks.
Okay. And if they're not going to put it in stacks out in the field, they might just cut it and put it up in little
rolls, till they come along and bale it. That's the way they usually do.
Okay.
My son-in-law does.
Did they call it a shock or anything like that, or just rolls?
Well, yeah, some call it shocks and some call it rolls.
What about a barn where, or a shelter for cows? What would you call that?
Well, that'd be called a dairy barn.
Okay. What about a place inside a barn where you might keep horses?
That'd be a horse barn,
okay.
I reckon.
All right, did you ever hear it called a stable?
Yeah, it's called stables.
Okay.
Some people said stables instead of barn.
Okay.
They say stables.
When people used to milk their own cows, did they milk them inside the barn or outside the barn?
Well, they usually milked them on the inside of the barn. If it was real bad weather, they did.
Was there a certain place where the cows were staked or penned up for milking?
Uh-huh.
What'd they call that?
They'd call them breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Call them breaks that have pieces on each side that you have to carry in.
We had something like that, I think, that kind of fit down over the cow's neck.
Well,
and held her still.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what we called it now.
I forgot too.
It was a milk gap or something like that.
Yeah.
What about a place where you'd keep hogs?
Well, that'd be a hog pen, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. outside the barn, where a fenced in place where the cattle can get out and everything, would be what?
That'd be the lot.
Okay. What about a big fenced in place where they could graze?
Well, that'd be called the pasture.
Okay. And when did you ever grow any cotton?
Oh Lord, yes, that's what we always grew.
Sometimes you have to get out in the field with a hoe to thin it out and you
hoe that cotton. Call that chopping.
Okay.
Call that chopping cotton and then we'd have to go over and hoe it.
What were you getting grass out of it when you
when you'd hoe it, yes, you
what kind of grass was worse to get in there?
Crabgrass.
That's hard stuff to get rid of.
Oh, I know it. Sometimes bunches would be this big.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to work to get it out.
Yeah, they don't have to do that anymore. They just spray stuff
on it. I know, spray stuff on it and get it.
I can remember when the whole family used to go out and just line up and work up and down the rows of cotton.
Yes, sir.
We had to do that.
And then my husband and I we worked up till he got disabled to work and we hired out. We didn't have a crop of our own and we hired out and we'd hoe for people and pick beans and things like that, you know. And I broke my hoe handle one morning just before dinner, time for lunch, and I had to go plumb up to the house to get me another hoe. I was give out when I got back.
Yes, you were. How did you break it? Just using it?
Trying to get big bunches of grass out.
That must have been something.
It was something. It was the grossest cotton I've ever seen in my life.